Soon as we wake up in the morning, that's when the voices start. It don't take long before they're gone, from your head right to your heart. We got fears about the future, regrets about the past, and stuff we're not sure where it's from, but it's coming on fast. We're all thinking stuff together, but we're feeling all alone. And we're making up this movie, our own motion picture show. When we walk out in the world each day, it's a battle for your mind. Some folks want your money, some folks want your time, and they all want your attention, and they'll get it how they can. God, well, the garden of your mind, there lies your promised land. 'Cause we're all made up of all that stuff we're taking in each day. And if we don't watch ourselves, we'll take our lives away. It's what we're thinking about. 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 It's painting the scenes of our lives.
Sex, schools, and classrooms. This makes sense, but the idea has brought about a storm of criticism from the feminists and ACLU types who have been working for years to change us into a totally gender-neutral society. The number of public school districts that either run single-sex schools or offer single-sex classes within co-ed schools has risen from 4 to 228. Students in these classes often improve their academic performance. For example, in DeLand, Florida, an elementary school reported that last year 91% of boys and 83% of girls in the single-sex classes scored at grade level or higher on Florida's standardized tests. But in other schools, where co-ed classes are the rule, only about half the students achieved comparable scores. Positive outcomes have also been reported in South Carolina, Mississippi, and Ohio. Co-ed classrooms tend to have a more feminine learning environment, if for no other reason than most teachers are female. Many boys may be discouraged from school simply because the classroom is stacked against them from the start. But what's the real explanation for the improvement that results from single-sex schools? Dr. Leonard Sachs, whose book called Why Gender Matters, says that neurological research over the last 10 years proves that there are hardwired differences in the ways girls and boys learn. Male and female brains develop in different orders at different rates. For instance, when learning math, a 12-year-old girl's brain resembles that of an 8-year-old boy. The gender advantage is reversed when reading and writing tasks are presented. This suggests that single-sex classes may be a good way to accommodate differences. Single-sex education will surely be part of America's education debate for the foreseeable future.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Would you like to be better informed about the pervasive influence of the feminists in our schools and colleges, the media, and the military? Go to our website, eagleforum.org, and you'll find helpful up-to-date information about Phyllis Schlafly's regular reports and her new book titled Feminist Fantasies. That's at eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Day to day, where do you want to be? 'Cause now you're trying to pick a fight with everyone you need. You seem like a soldier who's lost his composure. You're wounded and play a waiting game in no man's land, no one's to blame. See the world, find an old-fashioned girl, and when love's been said and done, the things that are given, not one.
And there, of course, is an element of workability in that idea. However, there's not much proof behind it. If we just take the fat, simple fact that new vaccines work in the general population, there's absolutely no proof whatsoever that those who are vaccinated compared to those who are not vaccinated.
Sending me
kind
lovely
of an interesting
hate mail.
Point
I love my
right
hate
there.
Mail now,
the only
that
population
that, we're having
that actually shows any benefit
so, I mean,
from the flu vaccine are those older adults
good, then you're
in
going to see it, you know,
settings
over time.
Where they are in
yeah,
nursing homes.
I
and of course,
that,
what is
I
a nursing home?
Is,
it's a petri dish. The person can't get away from
it. Nobody's
going around. And in that setting,
and nobody's mad at you.
Small benefit, but in,
or,
by
you know,
and large,
or
for the regular population
to do,
out there, there's no,
then you're not
there's
over
no
the
real proof. And then, of course,
when
we get
when
to
people start
the older Americans here, and
telling you that you're an idiot,
you know,
you're a fool,
interesting what is
or
proof.
They try to
we
come check,
know
hack
for
your chat
fact
room,
that the more flu vaccines an older American gets,
you know
the more
you're over the
they have an onset of cognitive decline. And Alzheimer's.
And, you know, and I've,
well, imagine
I've
that. Here we have the flu vaccine, which, of course,
you know,
has thimerosal in it, which is a mercury-containing preservative. It's potent neurotoxin.
Forums,
and it has been
and
shown
kind of
clearly
just, and
to
it's all
induce
done to
cognitive
to
decline.
Distract
the more of these shots you get, the worse your brain works.
And be able to get
so
the things done that you need to get done.
So we have a part of a problem
and,
here where the public health
and Lee, I think you'd have to agree there. You know, when the people start coming
going on.
And
now,
the name calling starts
aerosol,
and the nasty emails start coming, you know you're in
the
right
brains
spot.
Of adults, you can imagine.
Oh, there's no question about it, Mike. I mean, on my show earlier today,
a 2-year-old or an infant.
Of course, well, you know about already, but in the audience, I mean,
so we have
Frank Caller.
So we have flu shot season here. We have Jennifer Gardner out actively promoting as the face of the flu shot, trying to get every mother around the country
prank
to get their little
and
infant,
if they're doing all the stuff trying to
get a flu shot. Now there's a couple other problems
what you're doing,
with flu shots that,
that means you're
that
doing
are,
something
again,
right and you're pushing the right button.
One of them is of course
and,
that flu
and
shots
I tell you what,
are grown
I mean, there, there are definitely
chicken,
people
chicken eggs,
within the military industrial
and
complex
when they do
who are
that,
paid
the actual
to
virus
spread
that's
misinformation
growing
and
is blended
and to cause all
into
sorts
the DNA and
the
RNA
and
of the nerve
brigades on
that are evolving
and see people
inside
trying to disrupt,
chicken egg. And
like
so you end up with a product that
I mean,
has chicken antigen or chicken allergens
I mean,
relating
these people
to the nervous
are paid
system.
Money
this, of course,
as part of counterintelligence
operations.
To disrupt what we're trying to do here in
the
patriot movement. And if they're focusing energy and attention upon what I'm
people should also realize that vaccines
doing
contain
what you're doing,
compounds
that means
called
we're
adjuvants,
over
which
the target,
directly
said,
ramp
and we're doing
up
something right.
The intensity
so, I think that's
a, of
overall,
a vaccine.
That's a good sign.
Now, these adjuvants have been shown repeatedly
this Democratic National, Democratic
brain.
I don't know if you guys got to see it a little
like
bit.
The immune system cells
it,
of the brain.
Essentially, from what I've gathered and from the clips I've watched and the sounders I've heard, it was basically
is,
a Hillary Clinton
good
love
from
fest
the point
last night.
Of view of a vaccine,
and the final question
of the evening work better, but
was
it's
asked by a girl
risky.
From UNLV. And the question that she was told to ask Hillary Clinton was, do you prefer diamonds or pearls? I mean, this isn't a national debate. I mean, it's like Boxers and Briefs with the MTV thing with Bill Clinton, his first go around. But this girl was a student at UNLV, is a Truman Scholar, and she wanted to ask Hillary Clinton a question about Yucca Mountain, which is a huge nuclear waste dump that's out in that part of the country. And you know, and so here you go. Her question, because they're running out of time, is, hey, do you like diamonds or pearls? Because they made them write down 5 questions, and a couple of them had to be funny-type questions. And then that's the question she's stuck with. I mean, this is absolutely ludicrous, the type of stuff we're being forced to watch regarding these candidates. There's no real candidate out there but Ron Paul.
Yeah, well Mike, you hit it right in the head. I mean, what sort of question is that? I mean, this is a presidential debate. You know, I want serious questions. This, our country's in shambles, and they're staging these questions. They're making people ask these ridiculous questions. I mean, this country is in such bad shape. I mean, this isn't time for comedy hour. I mean, this is a presidential debate, Democratic National presidential debate, and they want to put in these staged questions. So you have a comedy routine up there. I mean, there's nothing funny about the falling dollar. There's nothing funny about this North American Union. There's nothing funny about this war in Iraq or this phony war on terrorism. I mean, we're not being told the truth. Our country is going to hell, and they want to stage these questions like this. I mean, it's an abomination, and it really upsets me, Mike.
Oh, yeah, and Hillary's response, of course, to the roar of the crowd was, I want both. I mean, why don't we just have Carol Channing come out here and go, Hillary, diamonds are a girl's best friend.
That's a nice imitation.
Thank you.
Well, I mean, the thing with these guys, okay, is that, you know, I mean, all of them just about know that Hillary is going to be the nominee, you know, if she doesn't screw up too much. But, I mean, the debate, you know, is a dog and pony show. They ask these little, you know, innocuous questions about, you know, do you like diamonds or pearls or, you know, how about you ask the question, you know, why is our dollar virtually worthless? I mean, the last debate, but they had the YouTube debate. We had the guy in the snowman asking questions. I mean, these debates are a joke. It's just a matter of, you know, more sort of diversionary tactics and to make you forget about, you know, how your life has changed over the years because of this economy.
Yeah, I just find it interesting that, you know, the whole thing just turns out to be, you know, utter nonsense. And, you know, nothing gets discussed in these debates. I mean, they're in many ways are an absolute waste of time because the questions are all pre-planned. I wouldn't be surprised if the bulk of the campaigns know what the questions are anyway, in advance, and they prepare their candidates likewise. Because you have to, all these questions are pre-approved and everything. I mean, you know, what's the problem? Can't these guys deal with discourse and deal with real questions from the American people? Or does it all have to be so staged so they could maintain their little comfort zone? I mean, it's at a point, guys, where these people are so plastic. I mean, even Senator Chuck Hagel goes to a school in New York to talk to high school kids about the draft and about, you know, his job and the things that he does in Congress. And even with high school kids at an informal session, the questions had to be pre-approved. I mean, that's ridiculous.
It's absolutely insane. I mean, pre-approved questions. I mean, these debates are nothing. I mean, we might as well be watching a sitcom up there. You know, it's not even real. It's stage theater, with the exception of Ron Paul. He's the only one who doesn't get up there with pre-approved talking points and all these handlers telling him what to say. And he's the only one who's up there telling the truth. And you know, I tell you what. I mean, back to this Hillary Clinton thing. I mean, this whole I didn't even see the debate. But I could tell from all the post-debate spin coverage of it. I mean, she had a very poor debate performance in the prior debate, and she was losing a lot of points in the poll. So personally, I believe that they intentionally rigged this debate to make her look good. And these staged questions just provide a lot of evidence to indicate that was actually the case. So it's just crazy. It's all stage theater. You know, I don't even take any of it seriously.
No, and then even though the debate performance was abysmal, Barack Obama was abysmal. He got caught in his stance on driver's licenses for illegal aliens. Come to find out, he supports it. The little stinking traitor with his little CFR wife, which now explains why he's involved in this campaign, because I couldn't find a connection to anything until she appeared and we found out she was with the CFR. But you know, even he hem-hawed around on a number of questions, and they just stand there like a bunch of idiots and buffoons, so that you know that in a crisis, none of these people could make a real decision about absolutely anything. I mean, they're just, you threw me off my talking points. I can't deal with that. Will Blitzer, you're a mean man. It to me is just absolutely incredible just to sit and watch these fools. And then what's even worse, guys, is that we're expected by the media and all these talking heads to set and vote for these people. And outside of Ron Paul, this is the best that America has to offer to lead the country. I mean, if that's the case, folks, we are in dire, dire straits. Michael, what do you think?
Well, see, you know, I know the person, you know, who had a talk. I mean, he's an expert in body language and speaking and influence and persuasion. His name's Kevin Hogan. And these guys spend millions of dollars in order to say the right
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health. Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Ugh. Welcome back to the show. This is Ken Ludwig, and we were talking about the spiritual aspect of all the craziness that's going on in our world, the craziness around this particular government and their warmongering ways. We're talking about climate change. We're talking about the use of fossil fuels to fire the engine of our progress. And we're really trying to just discuss things in terms of what is the spiritual solution to these problems. And I recognize that there is a spiritual solution to every problem, because there must be. My problem is that I'm not so sure I recognize what the spiritual solution is to every problem. In fact, I'm quite sure of it, although I am always looking for it. And I think that's how we maintain a mindful attitude in this world. I think it's how we manage to live in the now, is when we are thinking in terms of solutions. When we're thinking in terms of problems, what we're usually doing is just rerunning someone else's belief system, someone else's evidence. We are getting mired in a downward direction, a downward spiraling direction around thinking in the problem, around discussing the problem, around pointing fingers, around blaming. And eventually we get to that point where everybody slides into, or not everybody, but a good many people slide into that victimhood thing, where they just kind of toss up their hands and say, oh, what the hell, I can't do anything about this anyway, and we're all going to hell in a handbasket. And that is truly an attitude that I find to be growing, but at the same time, I think the flip side of it is growing as well. I think more and more and more people are doing the exact opposite. It's almost another polarization of this country. We have lots and lots more people who are going to thinking about the solution. And I think sometimes that happens as part of our political process. I think that's what we get into when we start the discourse around our political candidates, when we start heading into a presidential race. And I think it's very interesting that when we look at the front runners on either side of the aisle, really, I'm just not impressed. Okay, I've said this before. If Giuliani and Thompson and Mitt Romney are the best the Republicans can do, they might as well just toss in their hat right now and just say, you know what, that's the best we can do. Why don't you guys, why don't you Democrats take over for 8 years and see if you can do a better job than we've done? Because those guys, they're all. They're not up to it. They're not, Thompson evidently is fading because he has just failed to ignite anybody's interest. Mitt Romney and Rudy Giuliani eventually will go at each other's throats, as Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton are starting to do on the Democratic side. And I find it a little bit disheartening that when you look a little deeper into who's running, you find maybe a little bit more of the voice of authority and maybe the voice of a reason coming from people who are marginalized or on the fringes of the race. And maybe because they have less to lose, they speak more of the truth. They speak more of the hard truth. And I find John Edwards on the left and Ron Paul on the right, although he really doesn't fit on the right, just because he's a Republican, I'm calling him that. Obviously, he's more the libertarian. But those two guys really have great, intelligent things to say. They are direct, straight, and to the point. And they just have a different outlook. We'll continue that. We're going to take another break here. We'll talk more about this when we come back.
Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
There's something happening here. But what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
All right, here we are. Welcome back to the show. It's a great song to play at this moment. Of course, that's Buffalo Springfield, and For What It's Worth, a part of a handful of songs that were anthems for the 60s and for the peace movement. They played those songs around the environmental movement. They played them around the civil rights movement. That song was part of the entirety of that consciousness change that led us to be a more vocal society. We've kind of lost that in, we've kind of lost it in the mentality of the last 7 years. The old, you're either with us or you're with the terrorist mentality. Because now to protest, to say that the government is wrong, to say that they're misguided, to say that they're, to be kind and not too judgmental, not very smart, is now considered unpatriotic. And that's kind of insane, because the truth is the most patriotic thing you can do in this country is to question your government. Let's be clear. All of you patriots out there who check the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence and know those documents a whole heck of a lot better than I'm ever going to know them. You guys know that these people were elected to be our public servants. That includes the President of the United States. He may be the leader of the free world, but he is our servant. And we need to be clear that that's what these people do. That's what they are. They are not our leaders. And I've said this before, I wouldn't let George W. Bush lead me to the men's room. And there's other jokes you could make there, but I'm not going to, because that's not really what I'm about. But the truth is, he's supposed to be serving our best interest, the needs of the country, the highest and best interests of the United States of America. Look around you, gang. That ain't happening. Our highest and best interests went out the window a long, long time ago. When these guys came in office, the only highest and best interests they were concerned about were their own and their cronies, the Halliburtons of the world, the oil companies of the world, whatever other rich people there are out there that they represent. And I don't, you know, as these words are coming out of my mouth, it almost seems funny to me that I'm going to admit right out that I can see where people develop conspiracy theories around what's going on, because it almost is too bizarre to be true. It seems like something out of a bad storyline, a bad novel, about how one administration can take down 200 plus years of democracy and reputation building to the point of, as opposed to being the country that everyone looks up to, we're now the country that everyone looks down their noses at. It's kind of interesting. There was there's a study done, I think it was a Pew Institute study that actually was talking about where people feel they're at right now. Where do Americans, how do Americans feel about their lives? And Americans, by and large, we feel pretty good about our lives. We think that we're doing just fine, that things are chugging along. Maybe the economy right now is taking a bit of a dip. That's not a good thing. But in truth, we feel that our lives are pretty good. The flip side of the coin is we feel like our country is going to hell, that our country is moving in exactly the wrong direction. And I think it's part of that moving in the wrong direction that is souring the economy, that is changing now domestically what has changed around the world. We are now suffering the effects of the misdeeds of our government. And it doesn't take a rocket scientist to draw the lines and connect the dots. There's no conspiracy theory here. This is simply a matter of fact. When you do the things that our country has done, that our administration has done, you lead us into these circumstances, into a declining economy, into a declining reputation around the world. And again, I don't want to get caught up in that negativity. I don't want to get caught up in just simply talking about the problem. The other side of the coin is, what are we going to do about it? We need to look at the spiritual truth of these situations and know for ourselves that the spiritual truth in the case of the Bush administration is almost exactly the opposite of whatever they are doing. And if we recognize that truth, if we recognize that war is not the answer, that bombing Iran as the is not the next logical step in our Middle East policy, if you can call it the Middle East policy. Maybe it's just the old Westmoreland tactic of bomb them back to the Stone Age. But that's not where we belong. It's not what we need to be doing. So how do we change that? How do we make that different? How do we make that work for us? And I think that's where our maybe this insanely prolonged political process for the 2008 election might come in handy for us, because maybe it gives us an opportunity to examine these candidates more thoroughly than we've ever examined them before. And I don't mean let's check out what's going on in their bedroom. I don't care how many times Rudy Giuliani has been married. I don't care if his kids don't talk to him, because that affects my thought processes around his ability to serve this country as its president. That affects my thought process around that not at all. The bottom line is, I don't think he's capable of doing it, regardless of his marital status. I think the same thing is true of all of them. It doesn't matter to me what people think about Bill Clinton's appetites and why Hillary Clinton is still with it and the whole stand by your man thing and blah, 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 blah. Who the hell cares? The truth is, what are her qualifications? Will she serve, or any of the other candidates, will they serve to get us out of that kill them first mentality, that war mentality? Which one of them will be the first one to step into that space? And this is a big space. I'd like you guys to check this out. Go to MarianneWilliamson.com and check out Marianne Williamson. She's a great New Thought thinker and speaker. She's written many books. I have quoted her her one book, A Return to Love, on this very show, which there's just a quote that I refer to simply as the quote. It actually is such a moving quote. People have attributed it to Nelson Mandela. Never happened. It's Marianne's and only Marianne's. But Marianne, one of Marianne's political thoughts, and she is the most political of the New Thought speakers, if you will, she wants to see the creation of a Department of Peace. I'd like to ask that question of all of the political candidates. Would you be in favor of creating a cabinet-level Department of Peace? I think it's an interesting point, because we have the Defense Department, of course, remember, came out of the Department of War. And I think it's pretty obvious that our Defense Department is more about war than it is about peace. And I think if you look at Iraq and what we've done there, you know, mission accomplished. Does anybody remember that? It seems like ancient history, doesn't it? He stood there in the flight suit on the deck of that carrier with the sign behind him, mission accomplished. What a load of baloney that was. And here we are, however many years down the road, we won, quotes, the war, and lost the peace, because we had no plan whatsoever for the peaceful reconstruction of Iraq. We are responsible, I think, this is my personal opinion, we are responsible for this civil war, because if we had had a great plan for peace and bringing these peoples together and then getting our collective keisters the hell out of Iraq, we would have had a whole different set of circumstances going on there today than what we have right now. But here we are with no plans for peace. We just don't make plans for peace. And I think if you had a Department of Peace, it would negate the effects of the mindlessness of the Bush administration, the mindlessness of George W. Bush himself, the inability to think past what we just did 25 minutes ago, because it's just that seems to be where they're at. They had a great plan for going in and pounding Saddam Hussein and his regime into dust, and then no plan for what to do when the dust settled. And I think if you had a Department of Peace, you wouldn't so much have to worry about that, because there would be plans in place. There would be processes ready to go to when you did find yourself in those positions where violence did occur. I'm going to go to my grave believing at this point that war is not the answer, period. But I think until the entire consciousness of the planet is raised, we're going to have our wars. We're going to have our violent disagreements between countries. I think a Department of Peace is what mitigates the effects long term of those conflicts. And that's one question I would like to ask all of the candidates. I would also like to know how quick any of them wants to get us out of Iraq. I would like to know how quickly they want to leave us alone in our bedrooms and our private lives. I am a firm believer that the gay people of this country, the gay community, needs to have a means through which they can be united as a couple and feel safe and secure, that their rights are protected the same way that married heterosexual couples have their rights preserved in forms of wills and so forth and so on. And actually just when someone passes on, just the simple fact that the spouse gets the property if there is no will. I think that that's important to the gay community. I think it's important that we recognize these are people no different from us, folks. I think they shot themselves in the foot when they brought up the word marriage. I think that was going to raise a lot of A lot of stunted intellectuals going to come to the defense of marriage, and it's only a word, guys, but people were going to come out of the woodwork to scream that we were defiling the sanctity of marriage. And I don't get that. The sanctity of marriage has nothing to do with the word, has nothing to do with the ceremony. It has to do with how two people feel about each other and their commitment to one another. And I don't see any reason why that should be denied same-sex couples, simply because they're the same sex. How about the abortion issue? Abortion, in my mind, is a horrible, terrible, nasty choice that someone might be put in a position of making, but it is a choice. Who am I, first of all, a guy, to be telling a woman whether or not she should carry an unwanted pregnancy to term? And have you ever noticed that the vast majority of these people seem to all be postmenopausal people who don't even have to worry about carrying babies to term? They're all old white men ministers. What the hell do these guys know about this subject? They know nothing. They just go strictly on this trumped up biblical baloney that they use to get people to believe that this is something that God condemns. Newsflash, gang. Another spiritual peace view. God condemns nothing. It is all God's experience of God's self as us, his creation, and God condemns nothing. It is our judgment that makes it right or wrong, and it's about high time we stop judging each other for what certainly should be a personal choice. Abortion should be legal, it should be safe, and as I believe Hillary Clinton and several other people have said, it should be very, very rare. And that is where you make... that's where you draw the line. Make it something that is rare, and that's not by legislating what the circumstances might be. I mean, you know, we made a big hoopla about legislating out late-term abortions, which were the rarest of all abortions. But what it does do is it's like what the NRA is afraid of. You know, that was that first encroachment on the legality of abortion. The NRA is always afraid that if you take away their assault weapons, their weapons that shoot 200 rounds per minute to make sure they get that deer dead, they're afraid if you take that weapon away from them that it's a short way or a short haul to taking away all their weapons. And I think that's exactly what the abortion rights people are afraid of as well. And I don't blame them, because in this administration, in this political environment, these guys are more than capable of chipping away. And it's, you know, that's what they're doing with the situation in Iraq. I'm going to find this one piece here. This is the kind of thing that this administration does, and this is the kind of thing that we need to examine the candidates who are professing to want to be the next president of the United States. We need to question these people good and thoroughly around what their beliefs are around the presidency, around what the authority of the presidency is, because the Bush administration has taken the authority of the presidency to an entirely new level, pretty much circumventing the legislative and the judicial branch of government. But Democratic lawmakers discovered last week that the Bush administration's budget request for the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan included $88 million for equipping B-2 stealth bombers with 30,000-pound bunker-busting bombs. The White House told Congress the bombs were requested in response to an urgent operational need from theater commanders. Now, since you wouldn't really use these in Iraq, and there's no place even remotely possible to use them in Afghanistan, what would you be using bunker buster bombs for, and why would the commanders be issuing an urgent operational need? Well, bunker busters would very much come in handy if you were going to be starting to demolish Iran's underground nuclear facilities. That is the kind of stuff that this administration does. That's the kind of stuff that we need to be sure the next president of the United States doesn't even believe is right to do. So that's part of the spiritual piece, if you will. I may be stretching the spiritual thing a little bit far here, but because I'm not doing a very good job of explaining it, I'm getting myself caught up in what is going on, and it's not about the story. It's about What are we going to do now? How are we going to make it work for us? I think you should really, I don't care which side of the aisle you're on. I don't care what your thought processes are. Investigate. Take a look. Take a sharp, if you're on the right, take a very, very long, hard look at this guy, Ron Paul, because he really is in a great many ways the voice of reason, and he really is about getting government out of our frickin' lives. And on the other side of the aisle, check out John Edwards and his opinions. This guy is a straight talker, he's a straight shooter, and he's not getting involved in these heavy salvos between Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. He's kind of staying outside of that fray because they're chipping away at each other for the lead. I think in a great many ways that's good. I think it would behoove everybody if Mitt Romney and Rudy Giuliani started going at each other pretty hot and heavy. Maybe all the front runners would knock each other out of the box and we wind up with some real people to choose from, some real solid Americans to choose from, people who are interested in our highest and best good. Whew. This is Ken Ludwig. This is what we're thinking about. Let's take a break here. Give me a chance to catch my breath. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The heart is a blue, shoots up through the stony ground, but there's no room.
no space to rent in this town. You're out of luck. And the reason that you had to care, the traffic is stuck. And you're not moving anywhere. You thought you found a friend to take you out of this place. Someone you can lend a hand in return for grace. It's a beautiful.
And we're back. And yes, it is a beautiful day, and don't let it get away. That is you too. And that is another, boy, that's a song I really want to play all the way through. I love that song. It's one of the most uplifting songs I've heard in a very long time. And it's a great way to start a day with that thought. It's a beautiful day. Every single morning before I get out of bed, the first words out of my mouth are, good morning, God. Thank you for this day. And I just feel like that starts me off every single morning with that thought process of, it's a beautiful day. And I think that's part of the message that I'm trying to give this morning around what's going on in our country right now, around all the negativity, all the bombardment of lies and blah, 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 whatever it all is. The truth of the matter is there is a spiritual flip side to it all. And if we just get in our heads that it's not all going downhill, we're not going to hell in a handbasket, that it is a beautiful day. And the way to make it more beautiful is to be mindful, to live in that now, in that conscious mind, not in that subconscious mind, and to each and every day be looking for solutions to the problems around us. It may not be comfortable. There might be some things that come up that just don't feel like they're gonna do anything but make you feel like scared or nervous, or you're gonna step outside that box. But growth is never particularly comfortable. If we're gonna grow as a nation, if we're gonna grow as a collective consciousness, we need to do it one person at a time. And that one person is you, my friend. It starts in your heart. All of our problems stem from our mistaken belief that something outside of our own hearts must change. First, it must come from you. Gandhi said, be the change you wish to see in the world. If you want to live in a peaceful world, be a peaceful person. That means don't be flipping anybody off in traffic. Don't come home from work pissed off at the spouse and yelling at the kids and kicking the dog. Always have that peace in your heart and start in that place. We're going to take our last break of the hour here. We'll be back in a few minutes with the top of the second hour. We're going to play with the news a little bit. This is Ken Ludwig. This is what we're thinking about.
Coming on fast. We're all thinking stuff together, but we're feeling all alone. And we're making up this movie, our own motion picture show. When we walk out in the world each day, it's a battle for your mind. Some folks